Hey, what's up, guys? Dr. Tom here, and welcome back. You are here, you're hanging, and this is the second Fireside Chat of 2016. I want to give a big shout out to Jose. Jose, thank you so much for that email that you sent. You know, it means the world to me to know that the positivity effect, it's impacting your life in some way. It really means so much to me to see this project really coming around full circle and seeing and hearing from you guys of how it's impacting your life. So Jose, thank you so much for that message. So tomorrow, guys, we got on the coolest dad around. No, seriously, he's got a book and it's knocking down some of the walls. It's knocking down all of the walls on Amazon's bestsellers list in his category. His name is Larry Hagner, and he's the host of the Good Dad Project podcast. And his book, it's called The Dad's Edge, 9 Simple Ways to Have Unlimited Patience, Improved Relationships, and Positive Lasting Memories. He's a fun guy, and he's so inspiring to listen to him. It's inspiring to listen to him share his story of being a dad. So don't forget, you can catch the interview tomorrow at positivityeffect.com, as well as on iTunes. And if you like the show, if you like the Positivity Effect, guys, please spread the word and help me create a ripple effect of positivity. So, the Fireside Chat, it's kind of turned into like a quick 5-10 minute reflection of my thoughts during the week, and I don't mind though, because it's fun talking into a mic, because the mic really, really loves to listen. Anyway, how was this past week for you guys? It's January 10th, 10 days into 2016. Have you fallen off of your New Year's resolutions yet? You know, I have to give it to my fiance. She really knows me better than I know myself sometimes. Who am I kidding? She knows me better than I know myself most of the times. If I'm frustrated about something, she'll remind me, Tom, think about what you told me. Or, Tom, don't pressure yourself with this idea of New Year's resolutions. Just start today. So guys, did you cheat on a meal today or this week or miss one day at the gym or just mess up somewhere on your 2016 journey so far? You know, think about that. When we make these New Year's resolutions and then we mess up, it's like, oh, forget. You feel like you're going to just quit right away because it's like this idea of perfection. And when we're making the New Year's resolutions, it feels really good and it feels like it's something pure and that we don't want to ruin it. And then if we do fall short very quickly, that's why, you know, if somebody, you know, think about all the gym memberships, why the gym memberships fall off so quickly in the new year. So seriously, be honest with yourself, but don't lose heart. Just start again today, right? Who cares? Just start again today. Something you should consider is holding yourself accountable. If you're not ready to share what you're doing with someone on a regular basis, a journal, it's a great start. Just like the mic, I'm talking to this mic right now, that you can write down in your journal your thoughts and your goals and your aspirations and your concerns, and your journal isn't going to talk back to you. So you can get it all out there and you'll find you'll feel much better. And then when you look at it tomorrow, you can keep tracking yourself. So take this idea of positive thinking, for instance. Why do we want to create a mindset of positive thinking? Or better, why do we want to create this ripple effect of positivity throughout the world? You know, why not? What's the point if, you know, we're struggling with things ourselves? For me, it's that quote that rings out in my head from Mahatma Gandhi. If you might have seen it on the homepage of the Positivity Effect. He said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. I think when we serve others positively, we lift them up, we encourage them. And in turn, something awesome happens. The whole act of acting as a positive light for someone, it just seems to, it lifts us up and encourages us up. It encourages us as well. You know, we feel it in our heart, we feel it in our chest. We feel much better. It pushes us forward too, and it motivates us. It really it doesn't have to be, you know, when you're trying to do something or you have a goal, it doesn't have to be this white knuckling of forcing yourself, you know, specifically talking about positivity, you know, grasping that table and white knuckling yourself to be more positive. You know, sometimes we just have bad days. I have bad days, but we shouldn't listen to others who tell us you can't make yourself more positive. You know, if someone says to you, why are you trying? You know, like you can't force yourself to be more positive. It's just in the language. Don't say I'm forcing yourself. Don't tell yourself that you're forcing yourself to be more positive. Our mind, it's more powerful than we can ever imagine. It can be our greatest friend or our greatest enemy. You know, when you wake up in the morning, that person that's staring you back in the mirror, that's going to be the hardest opponent in your life. If you were to use that metaphor, you know, like a boxing match, an opponent, because you're going to have, you know, you're going to be really psyched up one day and have a goal or something, and then your mind is going to tell you otherwise. So it's realizing that our minds can be our greatest enemy or our greatest friend, and know that we have control over our minds. I always thought about this, but it just seems to click lately in my mind. I realize that I don't have to will myself or white knuckle something, you know, to do something I want to do, or if I want to change a behavior, you know. If, you know, in the past, if it would be tough thinking about the urge as it passes, you know, like if I'm trying to eat healthier and all I want to do is just eat a tasty donut or a greasy burger or something. What I realized is that I can control my mind by putting my body in a peak state. And this is not my own idea. If you guys have ever followed Tony Robbins or read his books or listened or been to one of his seminars, Tony Robbins, he talks about this all the time, putting yourself in a peak state. So do this exercise sometime. Next time you're talking to someone, if you're sitting down too and they're talking to you, maybe they're standing up, kind of roll your shoulders forward, slump down, just create this image of defeated body language. Now, while you're doing that, monitor what you're feeling in your body, or rather, how you feel while you're talking to that person. You know, kind of take note of that. Maybe when they walk away, you know, you don't want to be taking notes while you're talking to them, but definitely make a mental note or even write it down after they leave. Now, the next time you're talking to someone, you know, create like this power pose. You know, if you're standing up, stand powerfully with your shoulders back, chest up, head up, leg shoulder width apart, you know, kind of like Superman, you know, when he's standing there and his cape is flowing. Just imagine yourself standing there powerfully. Now monitor how you feel. I bet you'll be feeling a little bit more confident. And that's what Tony, he means when he says, put yourself in a peak state. If you go to one of his conferences and he's talking about goals or anything, and he wants you to, you know, they give you a book to write in and he wants you to write your goals down. He won't even allow you to write your goals down until you're in a peak state. He'll make sure, you know, he gets some music going in the room and he jazzes you up and gets you in a peak state. And then you start writing your goals down. So, guys, if you failed this week, you know, don't lose heart. Think about, you know, putting yourself in a peak state and just journaling out some of your thoughts and writing your goals down again. You know, get in a room where there's no distraction, put on some motivating music, and just start writing. And look at those goals every single day, every single morning. You know, read them before you go to bed at night. And it'll just start to become your reality. Specifically too, if it's just like something, you know, having more of a positive mindset in your life, so you can be more positive for others in your life, and, you know, and be that beacon of hope that everybody just desperately needs. We all need it, and we can be that light and that beacon for others. And when you do become that light and that beacon, it really is just it's gratifying, and you could see other people light up and then see them pay it forward as well. And it's a beautiful thing when you see that human connection. So next time you find yourself reaching for the donut or you find your mind wandering to a negative thought or whatever you're struggling with, monitor your body language. All right, guys. So that is a wrap for this week's Fireside Chat. I'll see you next week. And don't forget, tomorrow we have on Larry Hagner of the Good Dad Project. And it's going to be a good one. Talk to you guys soon. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests each and every Monday. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency and compassion and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. I would also love to hear from all of you, so please write to me, because every Sunday I'm going to share an inspiring story from one of the listeners, just like yourself. If you have a story where you exhibited compassion towards someone or you paid it forward, I'd love to hear about it. So thanks again. If you love the show, please head over to iTunes, leave a review. It means the world. Take care, and talk to you next Monday.